Today I would like to demonstrate the BG Cribbage or Blind Gamers Cribbage available from Spoonbill Games. Cribbage is a card game generally played with a deck of cards and a cribbage board, which is generally made of wood, and it has holes in it, and you move your colored pegs according to the number of points that you score in each hand that you play. The object of the game is to be the first one to get to 121 points. Cribbage has a lot of rules to it, and so I thought the best way to explain the rules to you would be to do it as I play. The computer version of the game, the accessible computer version, is available from Spoonbill Games, and I have provided the link for you in my description that will appear on Blind Cool Tech. In addition, Future Aids, which is a company that sells Braille products and games, has a very good description of how to play cribbage and describes all the rules, and I have provided that link for you as well. So I'm going to go to the Start menu and Programs and look for Spoonbill Games and look for BG Cribbage.
Welcome to Blind Gamers Cribbage. Has entered to start new game.
Now, if you want to control the speech, you can slow it down by pressing F8 and increase it by pressing Shift F8. I'm going to slow it down just a little in case this is too fast for some people.
The voice speed has been decreased. The voice speed has been decreased. The voice speed has been decreased. The voice speed has been decreased.
That should do it. And we press Enter to start a new game.
Has entered the Cut 4 first deal. I have drawn Queen of Hearts. You have drawn 7 of Diamonds. It is your creep. Has entered to deal the cards.
Okay, so I drew the lower of the card, so I get the crib. The crib is an extra hand. It's me, the dealer, and then the crib, and it alternates. Sometimes the computer gets the crib, and sometimes I get the crib, but the crib is scored after we both score our hands at the end of each round.
King of clubs, 10 of spades, 8 of diamonds, 7 of hearts, 3 of diamonds, 3 of hearts. It is your crib. Use the arrow keys to select your discards. King of clubs.
Okay, so I have to look at my cards. This is 6-card cribbage, which means that I discard 2 cards to the crib and keep the other 4. And the 4 cards that I want to keep, I want to yield the most number of points. Now, if I have the crib, I can discard whatever I want, because it's not going to matter. I'll get those points. If the computer has the crib, I don't want to give him any extra points by what I discard. Probably the first rule of cribbage to think about is how you score 15. Each time you score 15, it's worth 2 points. And to score 15, you have to be able to add up any of your 4 cards if they add up to 15 without using the same card twice in the same sequence. Then you get 2 points for each of those. You also get 2 points if you have a pair. That's two of the same card. So I already know that in my hand, I noticed I have 2 threes, so that's a pair. I want to keep those. I also noticed that I have a 7 and an 8, which will add up to 15. And then I've got a king and a 10, which in this case won't do me a whole lot of good. My cards are also scored by the turn-up card, which is a 5th card. They turn up that we both use to score our cards, so we don't know what that is yet. But I'm going to go ahead, since this is my crib, I'm going to press the up arrow and I'm going to discard the King of Clubs.
Selected. 10 of Spades.
And the 10 of Spades.
Selected. Has entered to discard your cards to the crib.
Now I'm using my left and right arrows to review the card, my up arrow to select what I want to discard. Now if I decide I don't want to discard something, I can hit my down arrow and deselect that. Now, before I discard, I want to look and make sure that I'm happy with what I'm going to keep.
8 of diamonds, 7 of hearts, 3 of diamonds, 3 of hearts.
Looks good. Enter.
Has entered a turn-up card.
This is our turn-up card.
The turn-up is king of diamonds. Has entered to begin the play phase.
Now, this is good because I discarded a king to my crib, so when this king comes up and the king in my crib comes up, I'll get 2 for a pair. Now, when we're going to play the play phase, we're going to play 1 card at a time, alternately, me and the computer. And once the total, if we make the total exactly 15, we get 2 points, whichever of us can do that. There's 1 point for the last card played. And you can't play any cards that will exceed, make the total of the played cards exceed 31. If you make it exactly 31, you get 2 points.
I play a 4. Round total is 4. It is your turn to play.
Okay, 4. I have 3, 3, 8, and 7. Let me go ahead and play the 8, because it's not gonna... He'd have to play a 3 to make it 15.
You play an 8. Round total is 12. I play a 9. Round total is 21. 10's done. It is your turn to play.
Okay. 10 would make it 31, but I don't have a 10, so I'm just going to go ahead and play the 7.
You play a 7. You score 3 for a run. Round total is 28. 3's great. I play a 2. I score 1 for the last card. Round total is 0. It is your turn to play.
Now, we finished that round and we're moving on to the next round. It's the same round in the game, but it's like the next round of cards are being played. Now, that 3 for a run, that's because, let's see, I played an 8, he played a 9, then I played a 7, which made cards up there 7, 8, 9, which is a consecutive run of 3. That's 3 points. If I were to get a consecutive run of 4, that would be 4 points, 5 points, so on and so forth. Now, I have to play the first card. I've got 2 threes.
You play a 3. Round total is 3. I play a 9. Round total is 12. It is your turn to play.
Okay, I've got another 3. When I play that 3, it's going to make the round total 15. I'll get 2 points. And depending on whether the computer has any more cards to play, I may get 1 for the last card as well.
You play a 3. You score 2 for 15. You score 1 for the last card, making 3. Has entered to begin the show phase.
And this is where we score our hands.
It is my first take. My hand contains 9 of diamonds, 9 of spades, 4 of hearts, 2 of spades. The turn up is king of diamonds, 15-2, 15-4, 2 for pairs, 6. Now it is your take. Your hand contains 8 of diamonds, 7 of hearts, 3 of diamonds, 3 of hearts. The turn up is king of diamonds, 15-2, 2 for pairs, 4. Now score your crib. The crib contains king of clubs, 10 of spades, 8 of spades, ace of clubs. The turn up is king of diamonds, 2 for a pair. That's all that's there. At the end of the round, my score is 7. Your score is 12. It is my crib. Has entered to deal the cards.
Okay, so he got 2 combinations of 15-2 in his hand, because he had 2 separate 9s, and each of those added to the 6 that he had made 15, and then he got 2 for a pair, because he had a pair of 9s. I got a pair of 3s, 15-2 with the 8 and 7, and then my crib had 2 kings, which made a pair, because one of the kings was the turn-up card. Now, I'm just going to continue to play, and as new rules come up, I will try to explain, but I don't want to take up all my time rambling about different parts of the game.
Queen of clubs, queen of diamonds, 10 of diamonds, 8 of clubs, 8 of hearts, 6 of spades. It is my crib. Use the arrow keys to select your discards. Queen of clubs.
Okay, I've got 2 queens, a 10, 2 eights, and a 6. I don't want him to score any points, so I'm going to discard the 6.
6 of spades. Selected.
And the queens and the eights make 2 pairs. I don't have anything that can make 15 right now, so I'm going to discard the 10.
8 of heart, 8 of club, 10 of diamonds. Selected. Has entered to discard your cards to the crib. Has entered to turn up a card. The turn up is king of clubs. Has entered to begin the play phase. It is your turn to play.
Nothing I can play that won't make it easy for him to make it 15.
8 of hearts. You play an 8. Round total is 8. I play a 7. I score 2 for 15. Round total is 15. It is your turn to play.
Suppose it matters.
You play a queen. Round total is 25. 6 alive. I play a 6. I score 2 for 31. Round total is 0. It is your turn to play. You play a queen. Round total is 10. I play a 9. Round total is 19. It is your turn to play.
I can make a run of 3 because I've got an 8 here.
You play an 8. You score 1 for the last card. Round total is 0.
Oh, wait,
I play
a
6. I score 1 for the last card. Has entered in the show phase.
Oops.
It is your first take. Your hand contains queen of clubs, queen of diamonds, 8 of hearts, 8 of clubs. The turn up is king of clubs, 2 for pairs, 2. 2 for pairs, 4. Now it is my take. My hand contains 9 of hearts, 7 of spades, 6 of clubs, 6 of diamonds. The turn up is king of clubs, 15-2, 15-4, 2 four pairs, 6. Now score my crib. The crib contains jack of spades, 10 of diamonds, 7 of hearts, 6 of spades. The turn up is king of clubs. The cards score nothing. At the end of the round, my score is 18. Your score is 17. It is your crib has entered to deal the cards.
Kind of hard to keep a step ahead of the computer. This game seems to have the computer winning most of the time, but it is a game of strategy. Two keystrokes that you may want to remember. F4 will repeat the scores for you. Good to have once in a while. And then F1 will open up the help that comes with the game if you need to read that, and that will read with your screen reader.
Queen of clubs, jack of diamonds, 10 of hearts, 8 of hearts, 7 of clubs, 7 of spades. It is your crib. Use the arrow keys to select your discards.
This is a great hand here, because I've got a run of 3 with queen, jack, and 10. Then I've got an 8 and 2 sevens, which is automatically 15-4. And I need to decide what to discard. Oh. Sevens is a pair. I think it's my crib. So I'm going to discard an 8 and a 7 and make 15.
7 of spades. Selected. 7 of clubs. 8 of hearts. Selected. Has entered to discard your cards to the crib. Has entered to turn up a card. The turn up is 5 of clubs. Has entered to begin the play phase.
The turn up is a 5 of clubs, which means automatically queen, jack, 10. That's 15-6 right there. That makes it worth discarding those cards.
I play a 2. Round total is 2. It is your turn to play. You play a queen. Round total is 12. I play a 4. Round total is 16. It is your turn to play. You play a jack. Round total is 26. 5's a fix. I play a 4. I score 1 for the last card. Round total is 0. It is your turn to play. 7 of clubs. You play a 7. Round total is 7. I play a 2. Round total is 9. It is your turn to play.
In case I haven't mentioned it, I'm just using my left and right arrow keys and enter to activate a option. Up arrow and down arrow will select and deselect respectively. And that's just for discard.
10 of hearts. You play a 10. You score 1 for the last card. Has entered to begin the show phase. It is my first take. My hand contains 4 of diamonds, 4 of hearts, 2 of clubs, 2 of hearts. The turn up is 5 of clubs, 15-2, 15-4, 2 four pairs, 6, 2 four pairs, 8. Now it is your take. Your hand contains queen of clubs, jack of diamonds, 10 of hearts, 7 of clubs. The turn up is 5 of clubs, 15-2, 15-4, 15-6. 3-4 run is 9. Now score your crib. The crib contains 10 of spades, 10 of diamonds, 8 of hearts, 7 of spades.
That's a good crib.
The turn up is 5 of clubs, 15-2, 15-4, 15-6, 2 four pairs, 8. At the end of the round, my score is 27. Your score is 35. It is my crib has entered to deal the cards. King of clubs, 10 of clubs, 8 of clubs, 7 of diamonds, 2 of spades, 2 of diamonds. It is my crib. Use the arrow keys to select your discards. King of clubs.
Okay. And I've got 15-2 with the 8 and the 7. I've got a pair of 2s.
10 of clubs.
However, if I discard this king and a 10, he'll be halfway to like a 15. But I need to do that because I'll get more points if I keep the 15-2 in the pair.
Selected. King of clubs. Selected. Has entered to discard your cards to the crib. Has entered to turn up a card. The turn up is 4 of diamonds. Has entered to begin the play phase. It is your turn to play. 2 of diamonds. You play a 2. Round total is 2. I play a 5. Round total is 7. It is your turn to play.
I'm playing 8 and get 15.
2 of spades. 7 of diamonds.
Oh.
8 of clubs.
There we go.
You play an 8. You score 2 for 15. Round total is 15. I play a 9. Round total is 24. 7 to score. It is your turn to play. You play a 7. You score 3 for a run. You score 2 for 31. Making 5. Round total is 0. I play a 6. Round total is 6. It is your turn to play. You play a 2. Round total is 8. I play a 4. I score 1 for the last card. Has entered to begin the show phase. It is your first take. Your hand contains 8 of clubs, 7 of diamonds, 2 of diamonds, 2 of spades. The turn up is 4 of diamonds, 15 2, 15 4, 2 4 pairs, 6. Now it is my take. My hand contains 9 of diamonds, 6 of hearts, 5 of hearts, 4 of clubs. The turn up is 4 of diamonds, 15 2, 15 4, 15 6, 2 4 pairs, 8, 6 4 a run is 14. Now score my crib. The crib contains king of clubs, queen of clubs, ten of clubs, eight of spades. The turn up is four of diamonds. The cards score nothing. At the end of the round, my score is 42. Your score is 48. It is your crib has entered to deal the cards.
Now he got 6-4 a run, which meant that one of his cards had to have been a pair, because then he could do two consecutive runs and a pair. So anytime you get something like that, like let's say you had two sevens, an eight, and a nine, you could do two runs, 7-8-9, 7-8-9, and then two for a pair of sevens, and that's automatically 8 points right there.
Eight of clubs, seven of diamonds, three of diamonds, two of clubs, ace of hearts, ace of spades. It is your crib. Use the arrow keys to select your discards. Eight of clubs.
Okay, again, it doesn't matter what I discard, it's my crib. I'm going to keep this eight and the seven for 15 and a pair of aces.
Ace of two of clubs.
But at the same time,
three of diamonds.
Wait a minute, there's a double run. Ace two and three, six, pair of aces, eight. I'm going to discard the seven and the eight. See, this is why you've got to kind of look at your cards and always sort of double check, because you tend to forget things. This is a game of strategy and math. I'm not terribly great at math, so some of these times I've gotten like 15-4. I'm like, okay, where'd that other 15 come from?
Seven of diamonds, selected. Eight of clubs, selected.
So my crib's automatically
going to have
15-2.
Has entered to turn up a card. The turn up is two of spades. Has entered to begin the play phase.
This is going to be great. I've got, now with my turn up, I've got two aces, two twos, a three. I'm not even going to begin to calculate the runs and the pairs on that one, but it's going to be fantastic, I'm telling you.
I play a six. Round total is six. It is your turn to play.
I cannot make 15.
You play a three. Round total is nine. I play a seven. Round total is 16. It is your turn to play. You play a two. Round total is 18. I play a five. Round total is 23. Eights is free. It is your turn to play. You play an ace. Round total is 24. Seven to score. I play a five. Round total is 29. Two's fine. It is your turn to play. You play an ace. You score one for the last card. Has entered to begin the show phase. It is my first take. My hand contains seven of clubs, six of clubs, five of hearts, five of diamonds.
Ooh,
the turn up is two
run.
Of spades. 15 2, 2 4 pairs, 4, 6 4 a run is 10. Now it is your take. Your hand contains 3 of diamonds, 2 of clubs, ace of hearts, ace of spades. The turn up is 2 of spades, 2 4 pairs, 2, 2 4 pairs, 4, 12 4 a run is 16.
See? Told you it'd be great.
Now score your crib. The crib contains 8 of clubs, 7 of spades, 7 of diamonds, ace of clubs. The turn up is 2 of spades, 15 2, 15 4, 15 6, 2 4 pairs, 8. At the end of the round, my score is 52, your score is 73. It is my crib has entered to deal the cards.
Now I'm significantly ahead of the computer. I hope I can stay this way.
9 of spades, 8 of diamonds, 5 of clubs, 4 of hearts, 3 of diamonds, ace of hearts. It is my crib. Use the arrow keys to select your discards. 9 of spades.
Got a 3, 4, and a 5. That's a run. Any of those make 15. Keep the ace of wood with that 9.
8 of diamonds. Selected. 9 of spades. Selected. Has entered to discard your cards to the crib. Has entered to turn up a card. The turn up is 2 of spades. Has entered to begin the play phase.
It's going to be a run of 5 because I kept the ace, 3, 4, and 5. Going to be good.
It is your turn to play. Ace of hearts. You play an ace. Round total is 1. I play a 3. Round total is 4. It is your turn to play.
Got a 3. I can make a pair.
3 of diamonds.
4.
5 of clubs. 3 of diamonds. You play a 3. You score 2 for a pair. Round total is 7. I play a 3. I score 6 for pairs royal. Round total is 10. It is your turn to play.
Okay, he just got pairs royal. That is 3 of a kind. and three of a kind score 6 points, and they call that Paris Royal. Now, something you haven't seen yet that you probably won't see and will rarely see is double Paris Royal. That is four of a kind, and that scores 12 points. I think F2 will repeat the last thing.
Round total is 10. It is your turn to play. Has entered to play your card.
Guess I needed to know that. 5, 15.
Four of hearts, five of clubs. You play at 5. You score 2 for 15. Round total is 15. I play at 5. I score 2 for a pair. Round total is 20. It is your turn to play. You play a 4. You score 1 for the last card. Round total is 0. I play a jack. I score 1 for the last card. Has entered to begin the show phase.
Now, something about jacks while I'm thinking about it. If you get a jack in your hand that is the same suit as the turn-up card, then you get 1 for his knob, 1 point. If the turn-up card is a jack, the person who has the crib in that hand gets 2 for his heels, 2 for the jack's heels. Now, the only other rule I think I can remember immediately offhand is a flush, and that's where you have all 4 cards of the same suit, you score 4 points. If your turn-up card is also the same suit as what's your other 4 cards in your hand, that's 5 points.
It is your first take. Your hand contains 5 of clubs, 4 of hearts, 3 of diamonds, 8 of hearts. The turn-up is 2 of spades, 15-2. 5 for a run is 7. Now it is my take. My hand contains jack of clubs, 5 of spades, 3 of hearts, 3 of clubs. The turn-up is 2 of spades, 15-2. 15-4. 15-6. 2 for pairs. 8. Now score my crib. The crib contains 9 of clubs, 9 of spades, 8 of diamonds, ace of diamonds. The turn up is 2 of spades, 2 for a pair. That's all that's there. At the end of the round, my score is 71. Your score is 85. It is your crib. Has entered to deal the cards.
Didn't take him long to catch up to me.
Jack of diamonds, 10 of hearts, 5 of clubs, 3 of diamonds, 2 of hearts, ace of spades. It is your crib. Use the arrow keys to select your discards. Jack of diamonds.
Okay, it's my crib. So I've got a run of 3, ace, 2, and 3. And I've got a 5. A jack and 10. Both of those would make 15. I get more. Like doing the 15-4.
Ace of spades. Selected. 2 of hearts. Selected. Has entered to discard your cards to the crib. Has entered to turn up a card. The turn up is 9 of spades. Has entered to begin the play phase.
That's going to be a run of 3, though, with that 9.
I play a king. Round total is 10. It is your turn to play. 3 of diamond, 5 of clubs. You play a 5. You score 2 for 15. Round total is 15. I play a 2. Round total is 17. It is your turn to play. You play a jack. Round total is 27. 4's in heaven. I play a 2. Round total is 29. 2's fine. You cannot play a card. You must forfeit your turn. I play an ace. I score 1 for the last card. Round total is 0. It is your turn to play. 3 of diamonds. You play a 3. I cannot play a card. You must play again. Round total is 3. It is your turn to play. You play a 10. You score 1 for the last card. Has entered to begin the show phase. It is my first take. My hand contains king of diamonds, 2 of diamonds, 2 of clubs, ace of diamonds. The turn up is 9 of spades, 15-2, 2 for pairs, 4. Now it is your take. Your hand contains jack of diamonds, 10 of hearts, 5 of clubs, 3 of diamonds. The turn up is 9 of spades, 15-2, 15-4, 3 for a run is 7. Now score your crib. The crib contains 7 of hearts, 5 of hearts, 2 of hearts, ace of spades. The turn up is 9 of spades, 15-2, 15-4, and the rest won't score. At the end of the round, my score is 76, your score is 99. It is my crib. Has entered to deal the cards.
Remember, the magic number is 121. If I get a really good hand, I could probably score that this hand. If not, definitely the next hand, unless he catches up.
King of hearts, 9 of diamonds, 6 of spades, 3 of hearts, 2 of hearts, ace of clubs. It is my crib. Use the arrow keys to select your discards. King of hearts.
Well, I've got a run of 3, but then I've got to discard something. Let's do the king and the 6. At least you won't get 15.
Selected. 9 of diamonds, 6 of spades. Selected. Has entered to turn up a card. Has entered to discard your cards to the crib. The turn up is jack off clubs. I score 2-4 his heels. Has entered to begin the play phase.
It's because the turn up card was a jack. He gets 2 points. I would have if I had the crib, but...
It is your turn to play. Ace of clubs. You play an ace. Round total is 1. I play an ace. I score 2-4 a pair. Round total is 2. It is your turn to play. 2 of hearts. You play a 2. Round total is 4. I play a 3. I score 3-4 a run. Round total is 7. It is your turn to play.
Now, I'm going to play the 3, but I'm only going to get a pair because the card right before it is a 3.
3 of hearts. You play a 3. You score 2-4 a pair. Round total is 10. I play a 2. Round total is 12. It is your turn to play.
It wouldn't have worked out anyway. He's got to run like I do. Ace, shoot 3. If I'd have played the 3, he'd have played the 2 and made a run.
You play a 9. Round total is 21. 10's done. I play an ace. I score 1 for the last card. Has entered to begin the show phase. It is your first take. Your hand contains 9 of diamonds, 3 of hearts, 2 of hearts, ace of clubs. The turn up is jack off clubs. 15-2, 15-4, 3-4 run is 7. Now it is my take. My hand contains 3 of diamonds, 2 of diamonds, ace of hearts, ace of spades. The turn up is jack off clubs. 15-2, 15-4, 2-4 pairs, 6, 6-4 run is 12. Now score my crib. The crib contains king of hearts, 9 of clubs, 6 of spades, 5 of diamonds. The turn up is jack of clubs, 15-2, 15-4, 15-6. At the end of the round, my score is 102. Your score is 108. It is your crib. Has entered to deal the cards.
Could go either way at this point.
Jack of hearts, 9 of spades, 8 of spades, 8 of diamonds, 6 of diamonds, 5 of clubs. It is your crib. Use the arrow keys to select your discards. Jack of hearts.
Well, it's my crib. I'm going to discard the jack and the 5 and hope that the turn up is a 7.
5 of clubs. Selected. Jack of hearts. Selected. Has entered to discard your cards to the crib. Has entered to turn up a card. The turn up is 7 of diamonds.
Yes!
Has entered to begin the play phase. I play a 4. Round total is 4. It is your turn to play. You play a 9. Round total is 13. I play a king. Round total is 23. 8's a spree. It is your turn to play.
I'm going to get 31.
You play an 8. You score 2 for 31. Round total is 0. I play an ace. Round total is 1. It is your turn to play. 6 of diamonds. You play a 6. Round total is 7. I play a 5. Round total is 12. It is your turn to play. You play an 8. You score 1 for the last card. Has entered to begin the show phase. It is my first take. My hand contains king of hearts, 5 of hearts, 4 of diamonds, ace of diamonds. The turn up is 7 of diamonds, 15-2, 15-4, and the rest won't score.
It's not much fun.
Now it is your take. Your hand contains 9 of spades, 8 of spades, 8 of diamonds, 6 of diamonds. The turn up is 7 of diamonds, 15-2, 15-4, 15-6, 2-4 pairs, 8, 8-4 a run is 16. Congratulations. You have won the game. Has entered. If you want to play another game.
Now, as soon as it gets to 121, it stops. Now, the 8 for a run, that was a run of 4, a double run of 4, because I had 2 8s and a pair. So I didn't even have to score my crib, because I beat him before that. Now, if I want to hear the final score, it's a 4.
My score is 106. Your score is 127.
If I want to hear statistics, it's F5.
I have won 0 games. You have won 1 game. Overall, I have won 11 games. Overall, you have won 10 games. Hit F5 again to reset the overall scores to 0.
So that is how you play cribbage from Spoonbill Games. Again, the links are kind of long and drawn out, so I will provide those for you in the description that I hope will go up on Blind Cool Tech along with my podcast. And... well, if you have any comments or questions, you can contact me via my email address, which is Cynthia Greenwell, SYNTHIAGREENWELL, at Juno.com, JUNO.com. I speed the voice up because I can't stand it this slow.
The voice speed has been increased. 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 The voice speed has been increased.
There we go. And... I just hit Alt F4 now because I'm done.